Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your friends did not return home, Bunno.
Mama T, what do you mean they never came home?
I drove by Gaddy's house and it was empty. There's a for sale sign in the yard. Same thing at the Reeds and the McGowans. Mars, things have changed since you left. You need to understand.
Mom, hello? Mom, can you hear me?
I'm so sorry, Mars.
He lied, Aurora. Pruitt lied to me again.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. Pruitt is a liar. It's what he does best. Do you believe me now?
I wanted so badly to trust him.
What do you think we should do now, Mars?
No more lies. No more holograms. It's time to finally meet Oliver Pruitt face to face. We're going to the space station, Aurora, and you're going to help me steal the ship to get us there.
Forgot the code, Patel?
I didn't forget it. I'm just having trouble remembering with you breathing down my neck.
I'm wearing a space helmet.
You know what I mean, Axel.
Let's give our boy some space.
Good idea, Aurora. You guys wait by the shuttle bay doors. When I get inside near the lifeboat, I'll open it for you.
And yeah, how do we know that you won't just sick the whole colony on us? I mean, now that you know Aurora is Fang.
You just have to trust me.
I trust you, Mars. Let's go, Ax. We've got a lifeboat to catch.
Okay, remember it by the word. Like Daisy said, cauliflower. No, broccoli. 2, 1, 6. Yes!
Caddy, it's me. Remember when we thought it was crazy to sneak into Jonas's house? Well, I'm sneaking into the shuttle bay of a colony on Mars. I'm going to find out what happened to you, Toothpick, Jonas, and JP. And this time, no one's going to stop me. Uh-oh.
Mom!
Julia!
Did you forget that I monitor all entries and exits in the colony?
I
was kidnapped, setting off in a frantic manhunt across the planet. Orion is still out looking for you in his shuttle, and yet here you are doing... What is it that you're doing?
Oliver Pruitt lied to me. My friend's back on Earth. They didn't make it home.
And you found this out how?
The Martians.
Well now, aren't they just a picture of trustworthiness?
Aurora's one of them. She's
what, Mars?
They just want to go home. They helped me talk to my mom.
They can contact Earth.
My mom told me that my friends never came home. Pruitt promised me they would be safe. I have to find out where they are. I have to talk to him.
What are you saying, Mars?
Without JP, Toothpick, and Caddy, I never would have found Aurora. They're my best friends, Julia, and they might be in trouble.
What do you intend to do? Fly a ship to the space station and confront him?
I need the lifeboat.
You don't know how to fly it.
Aurora's waiting outside the bay doors with her pilot, Axel.
The lifeboat is only for emergencies.
This is an emergency. You told me how after your diagnosis, your parents put you in a bubble and wouldn't let you make your own decisions. What if Pruitt is doing that to all of us?
So far, no one's seen you besides me. But if the lifeboat leads to the colony, there will be an alert.
Then I better move fast. Will you come with us?
Not this time, Mars. If this goes like I think it might, you're going to need me down here. I'll open the door for you as soon as I'm out of the shuttle bay.
Thank you.
Mars!
Get in the lifeboat, guys.
He did it, Axel. I told you he would. Come on, Mars, let's go.
If the engines don't fire, this is going to be a real short trip. Everyone in their seats.
Yeah, baby! Here we go!
The landing claw! It's still attached to the launch pad!
Aurora, what are you doing?
There's a manual landing claw release on the floor. Quick, help me!
There it is. Come on, Mars. Help me pull.
Hurry!
That's it. Go.
Hold on to something, you two. Next stop, Space Station Pruitt.
Remind me to change that alarm. So, podcast listeners, Mars Patel is coming for me. He sided with my enemies and he wants to face off, mano a mano. After all I've done for him, for the entire human race, there isn't another person in the world who could have pulled off what I did, building a civilization on Mars without anyone knowing. Mars Patel is part of the biggest secret in human history, and this is how he thanks me? But don't fret, podcast listeners. I haven't given up on Mars. He'll thank me soon enough. The entire world will thank me. But now, sadly, I must leave you. I wasn't planning to take this drastic step so soon. But nothing can get in the way of the mission. Nothing.
I can't wait to see Pruitt's face.
I get to talk to Pruitt first.
Docking on space station. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Showtime.
Space Station. Colony Commander Space Station.
Julia!
Julia? Okay, everything's fine. It's all great. Fantastic! I don't want to worry you. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
You don't seem fine, Daisy.
I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding, right? A paperwork mix-up. I mean, what else could it be?
Maybe you should slow down. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, don't panic. Don't panic! I was just making my usual rounds on level 2 and I went through the cafeteria and I stopped to get a cup of reconstituted coffee.
Skip to the end.
Emergency situation, Julia! Don't panic!
Daisy, I don't believe I'm the one panicking.
This is an emergency. This is definitely an emergency!
Okay, I'm going to give you 3 seconds to freak out and then...
No! Don't do that to me. I've seen you do that to people before. I don't want to be handled. Daisy, the lifeboat...
The lifeboat is missing. I am aware.
Wait, you're aware the lifeboat's missing? But this is a disaster. I mean, what if there is a disaster? That lifeboat is our only way off the planet. What if there's a reactor meltdown or a deadly storm or a...
Don't get your knickers in a twist. I'm on it.
We have to tell someone.
You did tell someone. You told me.
But Orion...
Orion is still out on a mission in his own shuttle. No need to worry him yet.
But the lifeboat
is... Thank you, Daisy. Well done. I'll take it from here.
Okay, if you say so. I'll go back to my rounds. Cheers!
Oh, Mars. I can't keep this up forever. What's happening up there?
Why are the station lights blinking like that?
The whole place seems to be operating on reserve power.
Let's find Oliver Pruitt.
Looks a lot different from what I remember.
You've been here before?
We spent 3 months here while the new colony was being built.
There's more than one?
Pruitt had a false start. His first go-around was inside an elevated pit crater. Didn't work out so well for anybody.
So where do we find him?
Computer, where is Oliver Pruitt?
Security clearance level 6 is required.
Axel, can you hack into the system?
I'll see what I can do.
Let's hope Pruitt didn't close up your old back door into the main system, Axel.
Searching the ship for Oliver Pruitt. Scanning in process.
That's my boy.
I've only got us level 6 clearance. That's the best I'm gonna be able to do.
What's with the creepy space station noises?
Sounds like the hull is under stress.
That makes two of us.
Computer, where is Oliver Pruitt?
Oliver Pruitt is not on board.
Have you met the Martians? We at Pruitt Industries would like to remind you that colony security is priority number one. The Martians carry a message of destruction. Oliver Pruitt carries a message of hope about the future. Your future. He chose you because of your unique skills. You are the best of the best, and together we can protect what we've built. Keep your eyes clear and your heart pure, and together we will save the human race.
Message brought to you by Pruitt Prep, Pruitt Industries, and the Foundation of Colonists for a Better Tomorrow.
Pruitt has to be here. He has to be.
Easy, Axe. We'll find him.
Without Pruitt, there's no ships. That means we don't get home.
Computer, is anyone else on board?
Yes. Detecting life in Cargo Bay 15.
Computer, who is in Cargo Bay 15?
That information is classified. Security level 10 required.
Let's go get him.
Wait. We don't know if it's Pruitt or if he has something planned. We need someone in the command center.
It's called the bridge.
Whatever. We need to be in control of the station in case something goes wrong.
He's right, Axel. You head to the bridge.
Oh, so I'm taking orders from Mars Patel now?
Do it. I said so.
Fine.
Thanks for backing me up.
It's not personal. I just know you're right.
Care to lead the way to Cargo Bay 15?
Do you have a plan?
Like you said, I always have a plan. Of course, JP would point out that having a plan isn't the same as having a good plan. Is that what I think it is?
Great. There's a tardigrade on board.
Follow me. I know how to handle tardigrades. That's Muffin guarding the cargo bay. I recognize that mouth.
Muffin?
She's the tardigrade that attacked Jonas and Pruitt Prep.
If Pruitt left her to guard the cargo bay, he definitely doesn't want us to come in.
I'm not letting Muffin stand between me and Pruitt. Hand me my backpack.
You brought rocks with you?
I picked up a few extras when I was scooping poop. Don't worry, I've done this before. Here, Muffin!
It's coming. Whatever you're going to do, do it fast.
You want a treat, girl? Fetch! Okay, that should keep her busy for a minute. Quick, inside! Can you see anything?
Computer, lights. Computer, turn on the lights!
The station is currently running on reserve power. Lighting in the cargo bay is unavailable.
Mars, your phone has a flashlight, right?
It's in my backpack.
What's that beeping sound?
It's coming from the back corner. Pruitt, are you in there? Show yourself! Over there, by those big tubes. I'll shine the light.
What are these things?
They look like torpedoes or something.
What would Pruitt want with torpedoes?
They sound hollow.
It sounds like the beeping is coming from...
here. On the side of this one. It's some kind of digital readout.
I need more light. Mars, look, there's a window to see inside.
It's fogged up.
Mars, what is it?
It's Caddy. She's here. They're all here.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.